Live from Washington, D.C., this is Warbird Radio.
Log on now to FightingColors.com. That's FightingColors.com for more on Gary Velasco and his amazing nose art. That's FightingColors.com.
St. Adams here from the Wednesday Night Wix Show, here to tell you about the new aviation t-shirts available now at warbirdradio.com/deals. Click on the Wright Brothers catalog link. There are lots of great t-shirts to choose from, like the classic World War II Flying Tigers, Tuskegee Airmen, and the ever-popular P-51 Mustang, as well as many other fun aviation designs. Talk to you next Wednesday evening on the Wix Warbird Weekly Live Show, and hopefully you'll be listening wearing your new Aero-style t-shirt. Visit warbirdradio.com/deals now and check out the all-new Wright Brothers catalog.
Attention aviation and scale modeling enthusiasts worldwide. Hi, I'm Hawkeye, host of the Plastic Scale Modeling Hour. Tune in as we discuss topics related to plastic scale modeling, tips, techniques, products, events, as well as interviews and conversation with our special guests. Listeners will be able to call in with their comments live by phone or using our live chat room. The Plastic Scale Modeling Hour comes your way weekly, every Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern, here on WarbirdRadio.com.
Hi friends, Matt Jolly here to tell you about a special offer from my friends at Aero Cinema. Just log on to warbirdradio.com/deals and watch for free Aero Cinema's new feature presentation on Scott Yoke's P-51 Quicksilver. Inside you'll find a special Aero Cinema subscription rate that's so good I'm not allowed to say it on the air. So click on warbirdradio.com/deals, that's warbirdradio.com/deals, and watch Quicksilver for free, plus receive that special offer from Aero Cinema. Just remember, warbirdradio.com/deals.
What a kick to be part of Warbird Radio with Big Band Jump, heard several times each week. I'm Don Kennedy, host of BBJ, inviting you to tune in, take off with Warbird Radio.
If you're landing in DCA, be sure to wave.
Wave.
This is Warbird Radio.
Good evening, everybody. This is Zane Adams, your host with the mostest here, from coming to you live from Fort Worth, Texas this evening, this March the 28th, 2012. If you're listening now, we are live, and just remember that the phone lines are open, 478-787-4768, or you can hop onto the warbirdradio.com chat. Click on the Join Our Chat link there, right before the listen, right below the Listen Live link, and get on there and chat with us. Me and Dave087 are the only ones in there right now. We could really populate that room and get your questions in there. We're going to have a special guest tonight. You guys know that this is the Wix Warbird Weekly Show, and Wix stands for Warbird Information Exchange, and Wix, warbirdinformationexchange.org is the forum out there that is the best place on the web for Warbird information and discussion. And you guys that are listening to the show understand Warbirds, and that's a good place to discuss it. We'll get to Scott here in just a minute. Got a couple little housekeeping things to do, a few things to talk about tonight, and we'll get to Scott here in just a second. But just want to remind you all, you folks out there, Sun and Fun is this weekend down in Florida, Lakeland, Florida. It's already started. I think B-29 Fifi has arrived, and other aircraft are arriving as we speak, I imagine. And, well, it may be getting a little dark there for them, but it promises to be a great week down there. And if you guys are going or going to be there, feel free to call in to warbirdradio.com, one of the shows this week, live shows, and tell us what you're doing down there. We'd love to hear from you down at Sun and Fun. It's Oshkosh of the South, and first great big show of the season, and it's exciting to see the stuff that shows up there at Lakeland. It's always exciting. It's one on my list, one of those bucket list things to do. I've got a big bucket list, you guys out there listening. Know that there's a lot of things I want to do, and one of these days we'll get around to them all. But so if you're down there at Sun and Fun, give us a shout, let us know what's going on, and we look forward to hearing from you. And don't forget, here at warbirdradio.com, click on the warbirdradio.com/deals link and go to the Wright Brothers catalog, and anything that you buy on the wrightbrothers.com or the and the Wright Brothers catalog there. The money spent there helps Warbird Radio helps keep us on the air. Also at aerocinema.com, got a link up there. You can go there as well at warbirdradio.com/deals and help support Warbird Radio. Keep us on the air. Keep the programming going. I know Matt spends a lot of time and effort, and so does us here in the weekly shows, you know, with Mike Chilson and Chris Henry. And all those guys that get out there that, you know, have the shows, Gerald and all, we just, you know, we love what we do here, and keep us on the air. WarbirdRadio.com/deals is the place to do. And, you know, like I said, any of our money spent there helps keep the station on the air. So we like to talk Warbirds, and this gives us an avenue to do it. And, you know, it's a good place to be. So. And without further ado, we've got the founder of Wix and the Warbird Registry and the Warbird Resource Group, Scott Rose. Scott, are you there with us tonight?
Yes, I am.
Well, good evening, Scott. How are you?
Not too bad. How are you doing, Zane?
I'm doing well. I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule. I know you got a lot of work, and you commute quite a bit for work. And you know, I really appreciate you being on here tonight with us. And, you know, give us a little update on, you know, we'll talk a little bit about Wix, talk a little bit Warbird Radio, or the Warbird Resource Group, excuse me. And, see what's going on over there. A lot of people that go to the Wix Forum, you know, don't necessarily hit the Warbird Resource Group homepage, and there's a lot of information there, Scott. What I know you're working on things. I know the Warbird Registry is a huge project, and you know, tell us a little bit for those of the guys that don't know how did all this begin. I mean, you know, you've been online, I guess, with this since 1996 in its infancy, and you know, kind of give us a little update, you know, or a little background of how you started with this.
Well, the basic history of the site started out in the early 90s when I developed an interest in the Focke-Wulf TA-152 as a German fighter. Uh-huh. And the internet was not as extensive as it is today. And I was looking for pictures and whatnot, couldn't find anything. And so what few pictures I found, I saved. And eventually I decided that... well, maybe somebody else is interested in this too. So I created the Luftwaffe Resource Group and started plugging in data from books and stuff like that and coming across pictures and just expanded it out. And then that expanded out into American aircraft and British aircraft and Japanese aircraft. And one of my favorite magazines at the time was Warbirds Worldwide.
Right.
And I loved that magazine and found that they had a forum. And then 3 days after I found it, it went down.
And rats. Huh?
I was like, I found this wonderful place, this community of people that were just like me. And it went down and it came back up a few days later as the Vintage Aviation Forum, which was, I guess, one of the members' attempt to keep it going. Uh-huh. And that went down as well. So I threw together some software. And basically created the Warbird Information Exchange in an afternoon, put it up there, sent out some emails to some of the members, and a lot of those people just came over to Wix, and it grew from there.
Yeah, it's been, I mean, it's hard to believe it's been online that long. I know I've been, I don't know, 7 or 8 years I've been on that forum off and on, you know, as a lurker. And then you finally, you know, get your feet wet and put your toe in the water and start talking to people. And it's an amazing resource. And it's always amazed me over the years, you know, how many people in the industry, out of the industry, people around, you know, go to that site for information. I know they're not always there. They don't always talk and contribute, but they are there, and they listen and see, and you know, the information is I know certainly it has become as timely. You know, it's kind of sad, but you know, I don't have to buy the Warbird magazines as often as I used to. You know, that information's there for us, and I mean, we appreciate you know, the effort to going into doing that. I mean.
Well, no problem. The internet as a whole is pretty much putting paid to the print magazine industry,
right?
As far as news goes, I still love the magazines like Classic Wings and whatnot for the articles, the in-depth stuff that they sometimes do on particular planes. But yes, sure. For news, nothing beats online. Yeah. And love it or hate it, just about everybody has at least heard of Wix. So, I mean, we get several thousand people a day through just that section of the site. So there's a lot of people lurking and there's a lot of posts too, but
yeah. Oh yeah. They're there. And it's amazing how many people are there and how many members we've got and everything on Wix and, you know, but the Warbird Resource Group, page, the warbirdresourcegroup.org, you know, there's a lot of information on there as well. You know, like you said, it's got your resource centers, your original Luftwaffe and, the Japanese stuff and all that. It's all there still. You know, have you done any updates to that stuff lately, or is it one of those things that when time allows?
The site as a whole is when time allows, obviously, but
sure.
I go back and forth. I spent a couple of years focused on the Warbird Registry,
right,
and sort of neglected the other sections of the site, and now I'm sort of trying to balance it out. I'll do some registry stuff, and I'll work on doing the profiles of some of the different sections, whether it be the Navy section or the Air Force section or the Luftwaffe section or whatever. I was just doing a bunch of stuff in January with the Naval Aviation Resource Center that I have, expanding it out. I have a whole section on fleet carriers. That were used in
right,
World War
II. Escort carriers, yeah. They got into the boats a little bit, yeah.
Hey, they carried the planes.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. How, yeah, there's nothing like American sea power in the airplane. You know, I mean, it's just it always amazes me that the United States is really. I mean, the British have a couple of boats, and the Russians have tried, and the French have tried, and you know, the Argentina's has one of the old French boats, and you know. But nobody does it like the United States does it, and you know,
not for much longer though.
Well, no, China. That's true. Yeah, China has, but that's still China has a one fleet boat, carrier. You know?
Yeah, it's just one boat. No, nobody does it to the extent that we do it. But China seems to want to have some carriers.
Yeah, it's amazing. It always amazes me to look at the World War II operations. You know, that Japan and the United States did, and nobody's ever done that since. And you know, I see the links here. You've got to all these ships, the Hornet, the Intrepid, the Yorktown, the Essex, you know, Hornet 1, Hornet 2, you know, it's an amazing piece of work that you've done on that. I know it could be expanded further. I mean, I know every boat out there, you know, every carrier has its own webpage and, you know, with their crews and everything else. But it's a lot of work you've done right there just to that little piece. And
yeah, I'm trying to expand it out. A lot of the links for the fleet carriers just have just the picture of it. But the earlier hull numbers, I'm slowly working through them and getting some information on them. And eventually I'll have all the fleet carriers and all the escort carriers. And I'll do the British carriers and the Japanese carriers too at some point. But every time I do one section, I find something else that I want to do. I did a little research because I have a section on power plants for the aircraft. Uh-huh. And I was doing a little research on Japanese power plants, and I ended up having an Excel file with close to 200 different entries in it, and I'm like, that's a little insane.
Yeah.
There's a lot of aircraft engines out there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I can imagine. Yeah. Yeah, and that's one of the problems with research and doing any job like this is where do you stop, you know? And I know if you're anything like me, you know, you're researching one thing and you go, ooh, there's something shiny over there. Let's go look at that. And the next thing you know, it's midnight and you've blown your time and you've got a whole other thought process. And
I have a whole framework for another resource group devoted to anti-aircraft guns. Just because I went off on a tangent one night. I'm like, oh, wow, there's a lot of different guns. And anything that has to do with World War II aviation is fair game.
Sure.
So even if it's a matter of shooting down the planes.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and I hadn't even thought of that. I mean, that'll be interesting to see. I know there's some. That's a whole nother world, Scott. When you get into the armor and the vehicles and the guns, and that's a whole different crowd of people. And if you think airplane people are weird, you know.
Oh, I know a couple of armor guys, and yeah, they're just as nuts as we are.
Yeah. Yeah, isn't it great to find like-minded people, even if they are looking at the other world from the other direction? But
oh yeah, yeah, it's I mean, because we can relate.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. See, my wife rolls her eyes at all of us, you know. So yeah.
Then all you have to do is talk about some of the tanks that used aircraft engines, and it all comes together.
There you go. There you go. I had a friend of mine, an elderly gentleman, that had a he had a hangar, and he had an old Waco biplane, and he was ribbling a Cub, and had a Davis DR1, you know, frame that, and all this little projects and stuff he had going. And over in the corner was an engine, or a big radial engine, you know. And I said, "Whoa, check this out," you know. I said, "That looks like an 1830, you know, or an 1820. It looks like a B-17 engine." He says, "It looks like one, but that's a dang tank engine." And he said, "I bought that at some sale or some auction and thought it was an airplane engine. And I get out here and I start measuring and I go, it's a tank engine." And he says, "It's not any good to me at all." You know, he said, "You know, I can't put it on an airplane, so I don't care about it." You know, but he said, "But I've got a guy that wants it just because it's a tank engine." But I mean, it's the same engine, you know, so.
Right, right. Essentially.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, they were using a lot of the different things.
Sure, sure. Yeah, well, the inline engines are, you know, the Vs and radials and everything. It's amazing what they put together for World War II. I mean, that'll blow your mind if you think about the industrial output, you know, and the innovation that came along. So, but now that you mentioned the Warbird Registry, you know, I've got I guess 3 copies of the Warbirds registry books that Warbirds Worldwide put out back in the 90s and early 2000.
Yeah, the Warbird Directory. Yeah,
right.
I have 3 copies too.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, it just sits on the shelf and gathers dust now because you put the registry in there. And I mean, how many hours did that take?
Oh, it's untold. I used to have a job where I would do 12-hour shifts. I was a satellite communication technician, and so I would do the overnights, and I would have to do a news broadcast at the beginning of my shift and another broadcast at the end of my shift, and the rest of the time I was just making sure everybody got to watch their cable television. And so I had access to the internet and a laptop, and I probably spent thousands of hours just sitting there monitoring systems and typing away.
Well, there you go. Well, that makes sense. I can't imagine how you'd do it on your off time.
Oh, it's tough. It's tough to do now. I used to spend 30, 40 hours a week doing it easy. And yeah. now I have a job where I do 12-hour days, but it's a 3-hour round trip commute. And, I have a couple of days off during the week that I work on the site. But I have kids now. And so that takes up a lot of my time.
Sure.
And, so I get maybe 10, 15 hours a week in.
Yeah.
And, there's so much stuff to do.
Kind of funny. You look at the if people know what we're talking about, the warbirdresourcegroup.org, go to that homepage there, and it says what's new. And you've got one new registry update that you did on March 2nd, and you got 2 on February 24th, and 3 on the 11th, you know. And so, yeah, it takes some time to do this kind of stuff. And
it takes time. And I for the what's new section, I don't put in things that are maintenance updates.
Right.
Like I'm in the process of converting the entire registry over to a new format to make it a little bit easier to deal with and to make it more consistent. And unless I actually update the entry on a particular aircraft, I don't put that in the what's new. So that's why there hasn't been as many updates as I would like. But doing the just behind the scenes stuff takes a while.
Oh, sure. Yeah. And if you're just tuning in here tonight here on warbirdradio.com, we've got Scott Rose with us from the Warbird Resource Group and the Warbird Information Exchange. And if you're out there and you got a question for Scott, the phone lines are open, 478-787-4768. I know you're out there listening. So give us a call here, or you can Skype in at Warbird Radio. Or go to the chat room, our live chat here on warbirdradio.com. We've got a couple people in there tonight, and looks like Dave from Sabermech is in there. Zachary was in there for a while. I guess It's probably Bachman. He's probably got a P-47 to chase or something. You know how he is, Scott. So, but, yep. Give us a call here, 478-787-4768. We're talking with Scott Rose. We're talking about the Warbird Registry and warbirdinformationexchange.org. And, you know, the registry, you're looking for updates, looking for updated photographs. You're looking always looking for more information. And if people have information, if they look through your registry and see, you know, hey, there's something here that needs updating or something, how would they help you make those changes?
The easiest way is if you have a picture of an aircraft that needs to be updated or have an older picture. I love pictures of warbirds that aren't in warbird schemes, like when they were actually working. You can send any information or pictures to the Warbird Registry email, which is submit@warbirdregistry.org. And that gets put into a queue. And I tell everybody, it's like, I won't guarantee it will get put up immediately, but it's sitting there, and I will get to it eventually.
Yeah,
there's a lot of pictures. I tend to go in and just random directions sometimes. Like the one I'm working on right now, for no particular reason, is a P3 Orion. I just decided to work on that a little bit, and it's got me going to update some of the sections. And in the next couple of days, the whole section will be redone. That happens a lot, so it's really good to have the pictures there, sitting in the folders. So when I get to a section, I can just update it all at one time. But people should feel free to send in whatever pictures they think might be relevant. I won't guarantee they'll get used, but most of the time I do use them. And if you have information on a plane, just send me an email with the information, and I'll try to get it the entry updated as soon as I can.
Cool. Well, I've got a couple of P3 pictures I'm going to have to send you. I've only got one in that I know of, one in tanker paint, tanker 22. So I'll have to send you that one. And I've got a couple in military garb that are still active. I don't know if you want to go that far, but I may send them if you can use them. And there's also, I know I've got a couple that I have no idea what their registration is.
Trust me, I run into that a lot.
Yeah, well, there's a couple of P3s that I photographed coming in and out of Dallas Love Field that there's not a mark on them. And they've got all kinds of funky antennas and those kinds of things. So well, who knows what airplane that is, but, you know.
That's one of the things I love about the registry. The registry encompasses pretty much any military aircraft that served with the military. It didn't have to be made for the military, because some of the DC-3s and whatnot have military records, but were built for airliners. That either survived military service and went on from there, or went into a museum, or had an N number, or some other country's civil registration. That's the basic criteria. I don't usually track current military aircraft or aircraft that that never had a civilian life or a post-military life.
Okay.
Well, that would be insane.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it would. There's a lot of other folks out there doing that kind of stuff. So.
Yeah. Joe Bogger's webpage with all the serial numbers.
Right.
Probably one of the greatest resources on the internet.
Oh, sure. Yeah. And I go there regularly.
I get a lot of leads onto different aircraft from that site. And what the registry does is it expands upon those aircraft that have had a post-military life, which is beyond the scope of what Joe could do for all those codes.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
So I can create the history. And that's one benefit that the internet has over having print books. I love the Warbird directories, but there's a limited amount of space. Yep. And it doesn't change, and you can't put pictures.
You can't update it. And, you know, for a long time, the first book I got, if I ran into something that had changed, I wrote it in there myself. I've got, in my first Warbird directory, I've got all kinds of footnotes and scribbles. And, you know, I said, dang, I saw this Mustang, and it was operated by this and had a different N number. And I wrote it in there myself, you know, so. Your registry saves me a lot of time and effort, so I appreciate it. I don't know if everybody else does, but I think it's the coolest thing since sliced bread. So, you know.
Well, thank you.
Well, that what are you going to add to the registry? I know you've been adding, you know, some of the Cold War stuff, some of the cargo, you know, the C-141s, the C-131s, some Hercules, you know, that kind of stuff in there.
Right.
Is there anything else? Is it just things that, like you said, that have survived military service? You're looking at, you know, if it's a KC-135 that's, you know, maybe in a museum or something, are you adding that in there? Or
oh, yeah, yes, definitely. You know. I have a section for the KC-135. Pretty much, like I said, the scope of the registry is any aircraft that served in the military that survived.
Okay.
And had some sort of life afterwards. I don't keep track of the scrapyard aircraft.
Right.
That still exists. If it had an N number, was in a museum, was on a display, was stuck on a stick in the middle of a park somewhere.
Okay.
Pretty much any of those. And I try to expand to new types as I can.
Sure.
And the best way to get a new type in to the registry is to send me pictures of various ones. Like I'm trying to expand into the L-Birds.
Okay.
And get a much broader spectrum of those aircraft going. But
yeah, do you have so Max L2 in there?
Not that I'm aware of. I only have 6 L2s, and there's way more than 6. But that pretty much on these newer registries, when I create them, I create entries for the aircraft that I have pictures of.
Okay.
And then eventually I'll go through the FAA database, find all the L2s with that are in there, and go on from that point.
Sure. But we'll have to get Matt to send you an L2 picture. I imagine he's got one or two. And
oh yeah,
that's in there. I mean, you know, certified warbirds need to be recognized. So.
Oh, definitely. I love the L-Birds.
Well, and they're cool. I mean, they did amazing work, you know, and I mean, I've got my next door neighbor flew L-19s or O-1s in Vietnam, you know, combat right. airplane, you know, I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. He earned a Purple Heart in an O-1, you know, so they deserve to be there, even though it's a lowly, you know, Cessna. It needs to be there, and you've got quite a few O-1s in your registry, so, you know, it's well represented.
Yeah, I'm trying to the old ones were a little bit more popular, so there's quite a few of them running around,
sure.
And the O2s and whatnot. I'm trying to expand out the different types as I can.
Right. Yeah, I mean the O1's still a hard working airplane in a lot of places, so yeah, it can lift itself. It's got good performance in you know the Bush guys, you know, so. Yeah, I think our local group here, one of our local groups that has a the Veterans Memorial Air Park over here in Fort Worth has just got an L-19 that has recently been in just retired from I think South Carolina Forestry Service, you know, and it's going to be on static display over there, and I'll have to send you a picture of that one as well, Scott. Took the other day. You know, I mean, it's a it's a newly retired warbird. It's working up until just last year, you know. So,
oh yeah, there's quite a few ex-military planes still hanging in there and still doing what they do.
Yeah, they are working machines. But hey, we're gonna take a quick break, Scott. You stay with us in the bottom of the hour here, and we'll come back and talk a little bit about Wix. And
right.
Some of the updates you've got going there, and maybe there's a couple other little things I want to ask you about on the resource group pages. So if you don't mind, we'll be right back with you.
Live from Washington, D.C., this is Warbird Radio.
Log on now to FightingColors.com. That's FightingColors.com for more on Gary Velasco and his amazing nose art. That's FightingColors.com.
St. Adams here from the Wednesday Night Wix Show, here to tell you about the new aviation t-shirts available now at warbirdradio.com/deals. Click on the Wright Brothers catalog link. There are lots of great t-shirts to choose from, like the classic World War II Flying Tigers, Tuskegee Airmen, and the ever-popular P-51 Mustang, as well as many other fun aviation designs. Talk to you next Wednesday evening on the Wix Warbird Weekly Live Show, and hopefully you'll be listening wearing your new Aero-style t-shirt. Visit warbirdradio.com/deals now and check out the all-new Wright Brothers catalog.
Attention aviation and scale modeling enthusiasts worldwide. Hi, I'm Hawkeye, host of the Plastic Scale Modeling Hour. Tune in as we discuss topics related to plastic scale modeling, tips, techniques, products, events, as well as interviews and conversation with our special guests. Listeners will be able to call in with their comments live by phone or using our live chat room. The Plastic Scale Modeling Hour comes your way weekly, every Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern, here on warbirdradio.com.
Hi friends, Matt Jolly here to tell you about a special offer from my friends at Aero Cinema. Just log on to warbirdradio.com/deals and watch for free Aero Cinema's new feature presentation on Scott Yoke's P-51 Quicksilver. Inside you'll find a special Aero Cinema subscription rate that's so good I'm not allowed to say it on the air. So click on warbirdradio.com/deals, that's warbirdradio.com/deals, and watch Quicksilver for free, plus receive that special offer from Aero Cinema. Just remember, warbirdradio.com/deals.
What a kick to be part of Warbird Radio with Big Band Jump, heard several times each week. I'm Don Kennedy, host of BBJ, inviting you to tune in, take off with Warbird Radio.
If you're landing in DCA, be sure to wave.
Wave.
This is Warbird Radio.
All right, we're back here on warbirdradio.com. This is the Wix Warbird Weekly Show. We're coming to you live March 28th. We're here with Scott Rose from the Warbird Resource Group and the Warbird Information Exchange. And if you're out there listening, 478-787-4768 is our studio line. If you've got a question for Scott or myself or just want to yak about old airplanes, that's what we're here to do. And we'll be happy to take your call tonight or join us on the chat. We've got several folks here on the live chat at warbirdradio.com. Join there. There's a little click, join our live chat link right below the listen live. And we are here talking to people live on there as well. So multifaceted internet thing going on here, Scott. And that's the way, you know, that's the way the a lot of life travels nowadays on online. You know, everybody tweets and Facebooks and chats on forums. And, you know, the forum, I mean, how many members we have on the Wix forum now?
A couple thousand, I think.
A couple of thousand at least, yeah. Yeah. I know we've got, there's active folks versus, you know, registered folks, you know, I mean, I think, you know, there's, what, 50 people online, I mean, right now, I'm looking at it, you know, well, and so,
I'm looking at it right now, there are 6,786 people that are registered.
Okay.
So, as far as active users, probably several hundred every day.
Yeah,
lurkers probably 1,000, 2,000. I know, sure. I know, roughly about 2,000 people hit just Wix every day.
Well, it's looking at the stats here on the bottom of the forum. You know, there's 42,170 total topics going on. So, if you want to read about warbirds and literature and parts and restorations and reenactors and models, it's on there. And you know, and if you don't find what you're looking for, it never hurts to ask, right? But you've got a couple of a new little section here, and it hadn't been well trafficked, but it's down at the bottom of the forum, the military sci-fi link down there. Tell us about what you're doing there, and what's you know. And I've got you've got movies and stuff on the Warbird resource group as well. You know, I know this is a little expansion, you know, but what's your goal there, and what do you need for us to do to help you make it work?
Well, there's two sections. There's the military sci-fi, which there's actually a whole other site called militarysci-fi.com, which, as you might have guessed, is about military science fiction. It's just another interest I have, something that's non-warbird, but it's still might appeal to people. I added it to the site as sort of to gauge an interest from the members of the site, who would actually like that type of thing. I think in the near future, that section of the forum will go and become its own forum again. I used to have a separate forum a long time ago, and the spammers killed it.
Nah.
But the software is much better now, and it's much better spammer control. So I might look into recreating it again.
Okay. Yeah.
But that got me. That site's the main site is for the military science fiction was because it's one of the things I like to read. It's my preference for books that are non-Warbird and for movies and whatnot. And trying to find a list of them is nearly impossible, because basically you can find like a list of 10 books that are some guy's favorite.
Right.
And so I decided that, like the registry where you're tracking all these different aircraft and the resource centers where you can find out all your information in one place, I decided to create a list. And once again, I chose to do something insane and didn't realize how many military science fiction items there are out there. So it's more of the hobby end of things. I don't focus on it as seriously as the Warbird stuff.
Sure.
But I mess around with it once in a while.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a huge sci-fi reader. I've read a little bit. You know, I read Heinlein's Starship Troopers probably 20 years ago, mm-hmm. 15 or 20 years ago, and thought wow, that was way cool. And I was very disappointed by the movie. Well, there's my 2 cents worth. But
it's the people who made the movie didn't understand the fundamentals behind it.
And right.
So
yeah, there was the citizenship, the nuclear hand grenades, being on the bounce. It, none of that stuff was really there, and
To me, that story was about powered armor.
Uh-huh, sure.
And they focused on the bugs.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Well, that's Hollywood for you, right? Ruin a good book.
Right. Yeah. Well, if you want a good story, read a book. If you want a lot of explosions, watch a movie.
There you go. And I'm reading now. I just picked it up. I saw it at the bookstore. I thought, okay, I'll give it a shot. But Spin State. I don't know if you've read that or not.
No, I
haven't. It's a kind of a military sci-fi thing, and it's quite interesting. And so I recommend Spin State. I'm only about a third of the way through it, but it certainly kept my attention and keeps me up nights reading. So, and my wife says I don't read enough. I spend too much time on the computer, so I decided to pick up a book. It's pretty good, so you might check it out. It's Spin State. I don't remember the author right now, but it's probably 5 or 6 years old, and it's got a good military component to it, and it's quite interesting. So, check it out.
I'll look it up.
Yeah.
One of the series that one of the Wix members actually turned me on to that sort of would have an interest to Wix members. To a limited extent, it's a series called Destroyer Men. I forget the author's first name, but his last name's Anderson. It's essentially about a four stacker or two four stack destroyers that in the early part of World War II they get transported through a portal, almost like a Final Countdown, the one with the Nimitz, and they go to a parallel Earth. And deal with civilizations that aren't exactly human and whatnot. But one of the cool things about it is the storm that sucked up a whole bunch of this large area of the Pacific also snagged a Catalina. And so the Catalina is very prevalent in the first couple of books.
Very cool.
And
Catalina on Mars or in the future anyway, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I love Catalinas. One of my favorite aircraft.
Sure. It'd make a heck of a fishing boat, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. That'd be the perfect RV.
I think so. I agree.
Yeah. I'd love to have one of those. I was just blown away the first time I actually got the stand next to one. Because I'm a big guy, and that made me feel small. I mean, that's a big aircraft. Yeah, you just don't get the... Until you actually get up next to one, you don't have really the feel for how big those planes are.
Yeah, that wing's a long way off the ground, isn't it, or off the water?
Oh yeah, it's huge. Because I mean, you look at it; it's a twin-engine aircraft. It's like a B-25, not quite.
No. Those long wings and tall tail and all, it's one of my favorites as well. I've always dreamed, you know, when I was a kid, I thought that would be the great thing because you could go anywhere in it. You could land on the water, you could land on the ground, you could go to the polar ice caps with it. You know, it's a capable airplane, so it would be fun to have. Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's like some of those Grumman albatrosses that you see that are kitted out like RVs and stuff like that, but they don't have as much style as a Catalina.
Well, no. Nothing's like that consolidated. It's beautiful stuff. So,
oh yeah,
hey, yeah, hey, on the Wix forum, you've got we've done some expansion over the years. You've got a little bit, put the retro aviation maintenance hangar in, and that's a fascinating part of the forum. The military movie guide, that's popped in there as well, and that's under the Wix hangar, the sub forum there. And is there any other things you're thinking about tweaking, you know, putting in place? I know that since the demise of another forum out there here in the last couple of weeks, you know, is there any ideas you've got that might bring in some more, drive some more people to the site that might not be out there now? Or
right now, brand new sections, it's sort of limited. Because I am overstretched as it is. Anything's possible. The thing that is probably going to happen at some point. I gotta look into. I just don't want to add another section. I want to put some thought into it. The air show end of things. With certain sites going away, we have a gathering section where people do posts and stuff. I might expand that out and try to do something a little different with that, and maybe start creating posts for individual air shows rather than relying on the haphazard way where people just are talking about gatherings now, going and meeting up at these things.
Right.
Still giving it some thought. I haven't really had too much of a chance to get too far into it, but that's probably the biggest thing as far as Wix itself goes, broadening the air show coverage. I want to cover. I would like to see about breathing some life back into Warbirds Online, which is the Warbird news blog.
Right.
We used to have a couple of contributors, but they have since moved on. So it's left up to me to maintain it, and it's been a time crunch with everything else being the way it is. I haven't been able to devote as much time as I would like to.
I'm sure.
Doing that.
Yeah. It'd be nice to have somebody over there because that was pretty. It's a pretty cool blog. I know there hadn't been much post in the last year or so, but. It's an interesting another interesting avenue and another way to reach people, you know. And I guess, are you actively looking for somebody to help out on that, or are you just
I'm always
fish for volunteers. I mean, you know, so anybody out there that's interested in a Warbird blog, let us know. We'll put you in touch with Scott and see what we can do there. But
I'm always looking for help. Looking for help with the registry. There's ways that people can actively help me update the entries. Martin Keenan on Wix has been a real good guinea pig for that whole procedure with his fascination for F-101 Voodoos. Most of the updating to that section has been because of him, and the way he basically supplies me with the registry entry already updated. And so I just have to cut and paste. It makes it easy and so on. And so if people want to see some of the other sections of their favorite aircraft expanded, just drop me an email and we can figure something out.
Yeah. And you can go to warbirdinformationexchange.org and there's a separate little section there for Warbird Registry. And so if you've got something, that's a good another good way to help Scott, at least to if the information's there. It's a lot easier than trying to dig out the information yourself. So you know, there's sections there for all the, you know, cargo and the fighters and the bombers and helicopters and everything else there. So, you know, and that's there at warbirdinformationexchange.org as well. So it's another new little section that you've added that kind of sneaks up on people. I know, you know, everybody goes to the main hangar and right. You know, it gets most of the traffic. You know, it's amazing that there's, you know, 400,000 posts in that section alone.
Right.
You know, where the Warbird Registry section's only got 300 and something, you know. So, you know, it by far is the most popular place, and it becomes a creature of habit, I guess. If you've got it bookmarked or something, that's where you go, and that's where you look every day. But there's a lot of information out there, so, you know, you folks out there need to expand your horizons a little, then there's lots of good places to search and things to see on there. And Scott, how would people help you financially as well?
Well, you can always, you can make donations through PayPal. I have a section set up on the warbirdsresourcegroup.org. You can see how do I help the site, and there's a link there. You can do either a direct donation or you can do a voluntary subscription. There's about maybe a dozen and a half people currently that do voluntary subscriptions. It's basically, it's set up for like $2, $5, or $10 a month, and it just automatically comes out of your PayPal. And if you think about it, $2 a month times 12 months is about the cost of one of the cheaper aviation magazines.
Sure.
It's not mandatory. I'll never make it a pay site where you have to pay to get in. But if you want to help,
there. Yeah. Folks out there, I mean, you've got 6,700 registered users and you've got 18 subscribers. I mean, there's a link at the, there's a little blue bar at the top there, and over on the right hand side it says support/donate, and Scott could use your help, I imagine. I mean, it's not, you know, websites are not free. I mean, they're free to look at, but they cost somebody some money, and you know, we really appreciate you, Scott, that you know, all the things you've done, and you know, I would hope that people would get out there and support Scott and support this valuable resource we've got on the web as well. You know, support and donate there. I know if you click through on the links, I know Warbird Radio's got a link on there, Classic Wings, you know, and there's the rotating Amazon and Google kind of links as well that pop up. And if you, I know everybody shops on Amazon.
Yeah.
So
that's a huge help, especially the Amazon, the stuff that the income I get from Amazon tends to get turned around into aviation books that go into the Wix library, which ends up, a lot of the data goes into the site eventually.
Sure.
It's really easy.
If you want to buy something on Amazon, go to the Warbird Information Exchange web.org and on the forum there, when it says search Amazon, search what you're looking for there. And if you start there, then Wix gets a little bit of the money from that. So it's an easy way to do stuff. So.
And it doesn't cost you anything. It's just, all it costs you is an extra click to go to the site first. So I mean, that's amazingly helpful. For that ends, that's actually help right now. We're doing a sort of a drive to, for a software package. It's a $400 software package. And so far, I've had contributions of around, $300 for the software package.
Yeah.
And it's basically will allow me to do the web coding much faster and easier. Because anybody who's done any web coding knows that I'm completely insane when I tell you that I do it all by hand.
Yeah, I've heard that, Scott.
It's all done in a text editor.
Yeah. I was talking to Ryan, and Ryan goes, "The guy's nuts, man."
Well, it's how I learned. I mean, I didn't know any of this stuff when I first started out. I had to figure it out, and there wasn't tutorials, there wasn't books. Yeah. So basically,
and I said, "You mean HTML?" And he goes, "Oh no, it's all like longhand, Greek and Latin and HTML all mixed together." So,
yeah, it's anybody who looks at the source code of the site is probably going to be flipped out Because it works. It's not very pretty, though. That's another thing I'm trying to do with the upgrades, is I'm trying to make it so it's documented and other people could go in and look at it and not go insane.
Yeah, sure. Well, yeah, help Scott out. Get up there and donate and shop Amazon, and you know, it's a good resource out there, and it never hurts to drop a few dollars his way. You know, it's going to a good a good cause, and you know, Scott won't put it in his lunch money. He'll put it right back in the Wix money. You can trust him on that. So, up there in your part of the world, up there in Yankee land, you going to some air shows this year? What have you got? You got some summer plans for getting out and seeing some warbirds fly? What's on your list?
This year, money being the way it is and having kids and whatnot, my vacations are sort of tied up. I'm hoping to go to the local air show, take my kids there. I'm going to try to figure out some way to make it to Geneseo. To the 1941 Hag Museum. I didn't get to go last year, and I hate missing that one. That one's one of the best ones. About
Greatest
2 weeks.
Show on turf, right? Yeah.
Yes, exactly. You should come up for that. There's nothing like having warbirds on grass.
I would love to. It's always that's another one of those on my list, Scott.
that's the big Wix hangout. Other than Oshkosh, which I really want to go.
Yeah, me too.
To the Wix barbecue.
Yeah, but I understand what you're talking about. Money and vacation time and all of it's pretty tight. So it's, you know, finite resources. But, you know, somehow we make our way towards it, don't we? So.
Yeah, well, in two weeks I'm going to Florida to take the kids to Disney World for the first time.
Cool.
And I managed to talk my fiance into going to Fantasy of Flight.
There you go. Hermit Weeks is down the road. So
Yeah. It's like I can't go down there and not go to at least that place.
Right.
So
did you see on Fantasy of Flight's Facebook page today, they had some pictures of the inside of the B-24 Joe on there. So check that out.
Yeah, I saw that right before the show started.
Yeah, quite the time capsule. Well, I appreciate you being on tonight, Scott. I think it's good to hear from the Wix from behind the scenes a little bit. You know, I hope we can drive some support and drive some more traffic to the site. You know, I can't tell you how much I appreciate Wix being there. I mean, it's opened some doors for me, and you know, and we were just talking about, you know, our good buddy out there on the road with the Collings Foundation, Jim Harley. You know, Jim credits Wix for getting him his job at Collings Foundation. You know, like you were saying, he was just a ground pounder like the rest of us, and you know, he got himself a pilot's license. He got on with the tour with the Collings Foundation as the ride coordinator with them, and by God, the guy's flying their Mustang and their B-24 nowadays. You know, and you know, so Wix can do it. You know, if you work hard on your own end, and you know, you make things happen. But Wix is definitely a cool community, and you know, I you know, speak for everybody out there that's part of Wix. Is we appreciate the hard work you put into it, and actually it being there in the first place. So, you know,
well,
may it live long and prosper, so to speak.
Well, it will hang in there for many decades to come.
Yeah, cool. Well, Scott, we appreciate you being on the show tonight. I've got a couple little things here we're going to wrap up in a couple of minutes here. I want to touch on some air show stuff, and I hope you make it to Geneseo, Scott. I hope you make it out to your air show and have fun down at Fantasy of Flight. That's one of those places that's really cool. He's got the airplanes for sure. So
yes, definitely. Well, thank you.
Well, thank you. So, and you know, out there, guys, talking about support, go on there and support and donate to Wix, to the Warbird Information Exchange. Shop through Amazon, and of course, like we were talking about before, warbirdradio.com. You can go to Wright Brothers, click on the link there at warbirdradio/deals, and go there and help. You know, help the Warbird Radio site. With Aero Cinema, and go to there and see what Aero Cinema's got to offer. They've got a lot of cool videos, a lot of interesting movies there, and a lot of information. And the Wright Brothers catalog, there's some really cool stuff on there. You know, they're like I said on their little ad, the T-shirts and all. Use the promo code WB Radio when you're on there, and that'll help out warbirdradio.com. Don't forget the Doolittle Raiders reunion is coming up. Click on that, the 2012 Doolittle Raiders reunion link, and buy some gas for some B-25s. Help them folks out. They're trying to get 25 B-25s to Dayton next month for the Doolittle reunion, and that, you know, man, that's going to be a heck of a show.
Hey, Zane, it's your producer, folks. Matt, here. Sorry.
Yes, sir.
We're almost over time.
I'm sorry.
The co-pilot's in the bed right behind me, so I'm trying to be quiet.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to wake him up. No. Hey, listen, you were talking about the Raiders reunion. I do want to tell everybody, this is the first public announcement. We are going to have a pledge drive the week of 9, 10, and 11 on the station. We have some really cool guests.
9, 10,
lined
11.
Up. Yeah, we have some really great guests lined up. But if anybody has any matching gift sponsors that they'd like to tell us about, we already have one. There's a couple of companies that have ponied up $1,000, and you know, we'll get that $1,000 if we can raise $1,000 that in that prescribed amount of time. So there's some great guests that are coming up, but I really need the guys at Wix to step up. So if you know anybody that wants to pony up some money for matching gifts, of course you're going to get a lot of free advertising out of it because it's 3 days, and you're going to get a lot of announcements. So. Anyway, just want to throw that out there. And then, of course, the small donations, that's going to help. So,
oh, yeah.
Keep us in mind about that.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that next week. So,
$100 was given today
by
one of our buddies. So thanks for that. We do appreciate it. Hope the kids get new shoes. But thanks for that.
Well, it's a good cause.
He knows who he is. It is a great cause. And that was a huge undertaking. So my hat's off to him. He puts his money where his mouth is.
There you go.
And he has a great party every year for Wix. So,
and we appreciate that.
Absolutely.
All
right, have a good show. I didn't mean to jump in there.
Oh, no problem. No problem. I'm just going to hit a couple of things here real quick here at the end of the show, guys.
I know the owner. We have time. Take your time.
I'm just going to hit the highlights of air shows this weekend. Tuscaloosa. Regional air show in Tuscaloosa, Alabama this weekend. And the Sky Soldiers are going to be there. Gordon Sanders AT-6 demo, the Blue Angels, of course, Yonkin Air Shows. That looks like fun. If you're down in down under at the in New Zealand, the RNZAF base at Ohaka, Ohaka, I guess. They're having their New Zealand air show down there.
Wings over Wanaka.
That's coming up.
Wings over Wanaka, yeah.
Wanaka, that's 2 weeks from now, I think.
Easter weekend.
Yeah. Easter weekend. There you go. Of course, Sun and Fun is down there. You know, I know Matt will probably have an open line Friday this week, and he probably expects.
You know what we're doing? This is going to be really cool. Lee, our friends at Stallion 51 are going to call. That's going to be Stallion 51 Day.
Cool.
So Lee Lauterbach's coming on with us.
Oh, yeah. That's always great.
Yeah, cool. Lee's an awesome guy. Prince of a man. And, yeah. How cool is that going to be, huh?
Sure. Man.
Yeah. It's on Friday, though. It's fun stuff there.
Great. Yeah, yeah. And Riverside Air Show in California this weekend as well. A couple of weeks, you know, man, we're getting into the swing of things. The Blue Bonnet Show, the South Texas Show, and there's World War II Heritage Days at Peachtree is happening down there in a couple of weeks. They're the 14th, and the Doolittle Reunion, April 17th through the 20th, I believe, there in Dayton, and like I said before, buy some gas.
Yeah,
and B-25.
And it starts from the 14th on. They have the B-25 reunion or B-25 gathering in Urbana, which is just up the road, like 20 minutes, and then it's a whole week of B-25 stuff.
Yeah,
it's going to be nuts. It was nuts in 2010. It's going to be just absolutely insane this year. But
we're
looking forward to it.
Off the hook
B-25 fun.
Yeah, fun and stuff. Warbird Radio is going to be there, right?
Yeah, we'll be there. We'll be there the whole week, and. I don't know what we're going to... Larry's coming on tomorrow. Larry Kelly, the guy that flies Panchito, the operator of Panchito, he owns it. And out of the goodness of his heart, he lets everybody else enjoy it. Larry's going to come on tomorrow and talk about it. So we're going to have a lot of fun tomorrow morning. So check that out tomorrow morning.
Yep.
He was supposed to be on today, but you know, if everybody who follows the station noticed that we had a rerun on today, it's because the co-host, he was not in agreement that the dad had to host the radio show this morning. So,
well, there you go.
It was my first trial run, and I have to say that I failed miserably. But you would not have been able to hear anything except him voicing his opinion. Yeah, absolutely. So,
ain't
that's
life. Grand.
Yeah, it is. You know all about it, though. So
there you go.
The adventures of fatherhood. Anyway.
Well, thanks for tuning in tonight. Make sure you tune in tomorrow night for the Plastic Scale Modeling Hour and the Warbird Rescue Hour. And that's all I've got. This is Zane Adams tuning in. Signing off.
I'm only here for the free rides.
There you go.
Thanks, Zane. Bye.
Thanks, Matt. Have a good evening.
It's the time of the night when I have to remember to turn the microphone up. You can continue the conversation online at the Warbird Information Exchange. That's warbirdinformationexchange.org. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning with Larry Kelly on Warbird Radio Live. Good night, everyone.
Blues, why do you worry me? Why do you stare?